the meme. Chase that dream, not the meme. Chase that dream, not the meme.
Welcome to Dreams Not Memes podcast.
Hello everyone, this is another episode of Dreams Not Memes, episode 330, with my friend Ilar, who is originally from Turkmenistan and is currently based in Belarus as a student. Ilar is wrapping up her degree and is pursuing studies in architecture. How's it going?
Hey, Brian. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Nice to have you. So tell me, what's it been like growing up in Turkmenistan?
Actually, growing up in Turkmenistan, you know, we have to realize that it's a developing country. And I don't know, probably you haven't heard. Let me just shortly say that in 1945, we had a very big earthquake that just destroyed the whole city, like a capital of our country. It's Ashgabat. And it was all destroyed, and we have... No, the city was all empty and in ruins. And we had our president who remembered that days and who wanted to make the city from fresh start, to make it beautiful. But the thing is, he had this view that the city has to be all white, all beautiful. And all he did is actually make it all marble and all like a fairy tale. And growing up, I had like, you know, I used to watch movies and I would see how landscapes, how cities are like, and I didn't realize that we have just like, you know, the concrete, the marble houses, and I didn't get why we don't have like beautiful landscapes. So growing up, I had like, why I don't see the same landscapes as I see in the movies. So I had like this feeling that I want to make my country beautiful. But the thing is, I don't have really a degree in my country. So it only has like architecture, but not in landscape. I always saw myself to make my country green, make more trees, make more parks. We didn't have that. And now we still have like architectural developments making, they want to make it like a big city, like Dubai. But I don't resonate with that because I want to have it more green, more down to earth. I want to have like more gardens, more parks. And that was the first feeling that I had. There's something lacking, something I have to add to it. So yeah, I had a long journey because I wanted to have the degree, bring it to my country. And when I first applied, I actually used to study, just started studying in Europe, like Eastern Europe. It's in Budapest, Hungary. But I actually applied for architecture. I thought like, okay, maybe I should start with architecture generally so I could continue with landscape architecture. I had some difficulties with my family, with payments. I had to stop. So why I choose to study in Belarus is because living in a post-USSR society, it's actually easier to apply to universities in that society, like Belarus, Russia. It's easier to apply there.
So, you know, transitioning to Belarus, what was that like? And thank you for sharing, like, what inspired you into architecture, but what's it been like living in Belarus?
You know, actually, living in Belarus, you know, I come from the country where we have like a culture when everybody's watching you, and we have this feeling of everyone is watching you, whatever you do, that's actually true. I know we are not like Iran, Afghanistan, we can wear whatever we want, but that having this feeling that your neighbors is watching you, everyone is watching you, it was a pressure. And moving to Belarus, it was like I created this word in like a Sims game. Because people are very nice, life is easier, and I don't know, I just find it easy living here, actually. Because I'm going to graduate my university and I feel like damn, I don't want to go home. I want to stay here.
Yeah.
You don't feel like a contrast here, you know? You don't feel like if you go from this district to another, you don't feel the difference. People are very down to earth. They are on their business and, you know, I like it here. I want to, after I graduate, I actually want to work here, try to grow in my career, work in a maybe landscape studio, because in my country, actually, we are lacking this, you know, we have like architecture and agriculture, but no landscape. And that's why we have like construction companies building houses, building buildings, but not really taking care of the green areas, not making space for people. What I realized actually is when I go home from work, is always like roads, not many green spaces. So I just want to create that for my country, but not at the moment, but in the, you know, near future.
It's like a long-term plan. No, I understand that.
Exactly.
Hold on just 1 second. Is there like a mouse clicking over on your side?
It's my chair, I guess.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's what I'm hearing. It's like a little click.
I just thought maybe my chair is going to be... I will try not to move.
Yeah. Do your best. But otherwise, it's not that annoying. It's just like what's going on? So landscape architecture versus, you know, other architecture. For those that don't know, what's the difference between the two?
The difference between is like architects just think about building buildings, making all the spaces that take in the ground to one building, and landscape architects just make it just bring green nature closer to people.
So in terms of landscape architecture and the environment, what's the stance on landscape architecture or just having more green spaces in Belarus, since you already outlined what it was like in Turkmenistan?
Actually, here's the thing. In Belarus, I'm here to study, to learn from people who actually create this in their country. My country has no companies that actually do this. They just invite like French construction companies or like Turkish construction companies to build some buildings. And they don't really take care of the greenery. What I actually want to do is not just design. Okay, I can study design in 2 years. What I wanted to do is to learn from the scientific aspect, to learn what can I do to make the green areas in like desert area, because, you know, Turkmenistan is more like a desert. The half of it is desert. And the capital city is more, it has the dry summer. Yes, we have winter. We have rain, snow, yes, but most of the times it's hot. And the soil, I want to learn more about soil. What can we do? How can we replace it? How can we make more productive, I guess, to not just plant. And you know what I've seen from my childhood is the government keeps planting some trees and it all dries out. They plant it again, all dries out. And I thought, there's something wrong with it. I have to study this. It's not about just, I'm going to design it. I'm going to make it beautiful. It's about how can I understand the science? How can I understand the agriculture, the, you know, the soil? What is the, what's important for me is to make a long-term journey and learn how I can make, how I can, first of all, study so I can bring to my country all this knowledge that I had in Belarus. Doesn't matter Belarus. Yes, of course, I studied architecture in Europe, but I want to gather all that and bring it to my country. Not only my country, all the, you know, we are called like a third country. Say India, Iran, whatever. I want to make, to reconstruct, to make the green spaces for my neighbor countries, you know.
No, that makes complete sense. And I understand your short-term and long-term goals. Let's take a quick break and learn a little bit more about green spaces, some of the challenges to navigating and creating them on the next half of Dreams That Memes.
Quick message. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Dreams Not Memes. Please make sure to follow Dreams Not Memes podcast on your preferred streaming channel or on Instagram at Dreams Not Memes podcast. To support Dreams Not Memes podcast, feel free to contact me at daywithoutlove@gmail.com for advertising or sponsorship opportunities. Now, let's get back to the show.
All right, now we're back. So now let's talk about your career goals and also just like continue about green spaces. So what are some of the challenges to green spaces, like you've mentioned, like creating them? Is it the environment? Is it the people's lack of resistance to support them? Like why are they hard to actually create?
That's probably the problem from the government, that they actually not support, not even realize that they need this specialist to make more green spaces. They just invite construction companies from Turkey, from France, as I said, and that's it. And we have a soil that is not really good to grow the plants in. So it's all empty. We just have the building and nothing else. And what they want to do is like make a megapolis. It's great, is making the roads bigger, so we have more cars, less pedestrian oriented spaces. And I just, you know, we like in maybe early 2000s, maybe everybody used to have like little gardens and, you know, the spaces they could grow some vegetables. Government one day decided that this is not your space, this is the government space, so they just all destroyed that, took away from people. And you know, now that I live in Belarus, I can see they still have the agriculture in their life. They have this how to say, I don't remember that word in English, countryside spaces, like households where they grow vegetables and everything. We don't have this for like 10 years already. We're living like a busy city megapolis, but it's not balanced. Like if you see Singapore, if you see Dubai, they still have some balance between like a jungle of buildings, between the jungle of actual trees and the green spaces. We don't have that. And that was very contrasting for me. I wanted to make some difference, but I know that it's not going to be in one day. I need a very long process. And we don't even have like universities that have these faculties that study green landscape or landscape architecture, anything about that. So in order for me to bring that to my country, I really need a very long-term process to study that. So that's what I'm doing. At the moment, I'm 27 years old, and my plan is to study, to try, to experience it by the time I'm 35, maybe. And I don't care if I'm going to be a grandma by that time, but I want to do it, first of all, for my country. Start it from there. I know everybody say, why don't you just study architecture and go to Germany? I know, but they have their own people. I want to, if I was born in Turkmenistan, I want to bring it back to my home, you know, make difference for my country.
I like that. No, I like that a lot. I mean, it's very important to take care of the community that brought you up, to have the ability to have the skills that you have, and I respect that. However, I just want to say that 35 does not make you a grandma.
Exactly.
Okay, just letting you know that. I'm 34.
But I'm 50 plus, you know.
Okay, that's grandpa age. So I was just like, damn, I'm not old. So anyways.
What I meant is like by 35, I want to be a youngster, you know, like a person who earns experience. And then even if I'm 50, even if after that, I'm going to bring that to my country, let it be.
No, I completely hear that. And I mean, it really takes one person to make a change, and then the next person, the next person, the next person. And if you're the person that contributes to creating green spaces, not just in Turkmenistan, but other countries in Eastern Europe, then you're making a difference. With that being said, like, what are some of the challenges to navigating your career and just getting started?
So my first challenge was that I started studying in Europe, Hungary. My funding was cut out. That's why I had to finish and come back home. And that's why Belarus was easier choice, because it was better suitable for Soviet Union nations to support that. That's why I came here. I just needed, of course I needed the diploma, but I just wanted to graduate from the field that I'm really interested in, not in a very short term to make money like business, but to make a difference. Because I actually spent enough time to make myself a better person. I didn't have funding from my family to learn English, but I made that happen by myself. I learned my English all by myself, but still I realized that getting a degree should be something life-changing, not just to make you a businesswoman. So, yeah.
I like that you said that should be life-changing, because, like, I can't speak for, like, the values of people all over the world, but I just know that in a lot of my personal communities, I've noticed that people go to college, people do things just as a rite of passage, or like they just think it's the next step. Like, I should just get a dog because I'm this age, or I should get a degree because I'm this age, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or I should date someone because I'm this age, or like I should cut off my passions because I'm that age. But you said to make a difference. What does it mean to make a difference for you? Because like your goal is to change the entire infrastructure for green spaces and support that, but like at what point do you feel like I feel like I'm doing enough and I'm on the right path? Like, what does it mean to make a difference?
So all I want is to get as much as I can from the country I'm in, from the people I learn from the people I'm going to work with next, maybe 2 years after I graduate in Belarus. Try all my best to maybe travel to other countries for maybe other degrees. Work, learn, and when I bring back home, is inspire, make a difference. I don't know, maybe even open a new faculty for my country. But all I want is to bring to my country the green landscape spaces for long term, and the knowledge of it, not just designs, but to make a difference that people, the specialists from, I don't know, from the past couldn't make it. They couldn't create the green spaces. I want to change that. It doesn't mean that I want to do it tomorrow, because I feel like I'm a freshman. I don't know much about business. I don't know how I want to do my business. I'm going to learn this, give myself some, I don't know, a few years, make it happen, hopefully.
Thanks for sharing your story, and thank you for being green about wanting to give green spaces. For those that don't know, to be green means to be new. I appreciate your humility, your honesty, and your sincerity. This has been a great episode of Dreams Not Memes. Hey, Tom.
Hi, this is Brian from A Day Without Love. Thank you for listening to Dreams Not Memes. I just want you to remember, your dreams matter. If you'd like to support this podcast, email adaywithoutlove@gmail.com for donation information, or follow me for weekly episodes. Thank you for listening and joining my journey. Have a good day.